It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis.
State Senator Doug Erickson wants to restore public trust in elections. I spoke with him over the phone. What's the problem?
Well, I think right now the problem is many Americans don't have confidence in the electoral system. I think that the vote-by-mail system allows for the most fraud in an election. A poll-place system with voter ID allows for the least amount of fraud. And I think we have to start moving America back in the direction of having free and fair elections that they can count on, that they can believe in, and where the elections don't take 2 weeks to solve after Election Day.
And what do you propose?
Well, I think we should eliminate vote by mail on a permanent basis. We should return to poll voting for people here in Washington State and throughout the country. This legislation actually is a model that can be implemented in every single state. People should be able to allow absentee ballots, to request absentee ballots to be sent to their home on a yearly basis. They have to prove who they are. They can have the ballot sent to them so they can still vote for home. You have to be able to show valid ID to be able to vote at the polling place. The counties would allow for 2 weekends of early voting prior to the election for people to come into polling places to be able to vote when they show their IDs. We'd create paper trails of ballots. And basically, we would also do something I think is very important. We would declare Tuesday Election Day to be a holiday here in Washington State so people would have the chance to make it to their polling places.
What do you say to the people who believe our current vote-by-mail system works fine?
Well, the fundamental question you need to ask any election official or any person who believes in a vote-by-mail system is simply ask them, how do you know who voted the ballot? Because there is no physical way in a vote-by-mail election to know who actually voted the ballot that's being counted. I think that's one of the great problems we have. The other problem is when a ballot is out in general circulation for 3 weeks to 30 days, we don't know what's happening to that ballot. This allows for fraud to occur in that system. And the reality, you know, 98% of the people out there, probably 99% of the people out there, it would never even occur to them to commit voter fraud. But unfortunately, there are people, there are organizations that are actively going out there, harvesting ballots, changing documents, flooding systems, registering people who may or may not exist. And that's the part that we have to get after. And the best way to do that is to return to poll voting. So I understand those people who say, but this is just so much easier. I like having a cup of coffee, having the ballot in front of me on my kitchen table. But those people have to make a fundamental decision. What is more important? That temporary ease of voting or having a voting system that is free, that is fair, and is accurate, and that people can believe and trust. What this legislation does is actually very flexible. It allows people to request an absentee ballot on a yearly basis, prove who they are, and then they can vote for home just as they do today. We just put in an extra layer of security upon that absentee ballot that would be mailed in. We also say counties and the county auditors should allow for 2 weekends of early voting. So you can go to a polling place, you can cast your ballot, show your voter ID, and we go behind the curtain and vote your ballot and turn it in so you know your ballot is being counted and we know who's actually voting that ballot. So we're really flexible in terms of this proposal, but we do address the key weak points of all vote-by-mail elections.
Do you think there are some people who would like your system better?
I think the one thing everybody wants to get behind is having elections that we know the results of, that we can trust, that are free and they are fair. And I think having a Election Day holiday, I think that's important so people can come and value what it means to actually go to the polls and think deeper about the votes that they're actually casting. So I think that all these things play together to create a system that actually works and that people can trust in. And at the end of the day, that's the most important thing. If you live in a democracy, a representative democracy like we have here in America, you have to be able to trust the voting system. And right now, I think a lot of Americans don't trust this voting system.
What kind of effect can fraudulent voting have on Washington state elections?
Well, if you take a look at every single legislative district in Washington state, you will have, you know, upwards of 1,000 ballots that are rejected for some reason. Signatures don't match. They forgot to sign it. You know, different reasons out there on why these ballots may or may not be counted. So 1,000 per district times, 49 districts, that's a lot of potential ballots. And the other part is, even though 99% of the people might be trying to cast their ballots honestly and legally, there might be 1% that is out there harvesting ballots, changing ballots, throwing ballots into the mix, doing things that we have to prevent. And that's the key part of what this legislation would do. It would allow people ease of voting, but also would go a long way towards preventing those bad actors from being able to influence our elections.
Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.